G'day, welcome to Pauline's Thursday Ponderings. Over to you, Pauline.
Social action is a funny phrase and somehow implies you need lots of time to get involved. But it really means helping others in a practical way and can be as easy as making a couple of extra portions of shepherd's pie and giving them someone who's in need of a meal. It could be someone who's lost their job, someone who has been in hospital, whether for an operation, illness, or having a baby. There are also lots of lonely old people out there who would appreciate half an hour of your time once a week, and hospices and hospitals are crying out for volunteers in all sorts of capacities. It may mean offering to babysit for a friend's children to give them a night off. These are just a few ideas. I'm sure if you think about it, and if you have any spare time, you can come up with something suitable for you. James 1 verse 27 says, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after widows and orphans in their distress." James 2:15-17 says, "Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by some action, is dead. But just a warning for those of you who do so much that you are continually exhausted and find it difficult to fit in time alone with God. You have the opposite problem and must cut out some of your activities. You are of no use if you burn out, and much more likely to sin if you are exhausted all the time. Neglecting time alone with God is a fatal move, and to be avoided at all costs."
Thanks, Pauline. See you all again real soon on Partakers. Bye.